Y'all need to run me my check. So if you haven't heard, the Senate has voted to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a $400 billion bill, which over 10 years is going to fund climate and energy-related programs, which includes an extension and improvement of the previous U.S. electric car tax credit. Did I not say this? Did I not say it? Did I not say it? Well, if they're improving on it, it means they probably already had it. So, you know, take 25% off whatever you're going to Venmo me. 15 if you want to be... No, 15. Only take 15% of what you're going to take off your initial down payment for me being right. Because I'm taxing all 2023. Tax. I'm coming out looking like Al Capone, Kingpin from Spider-Man. No. I said Spider-Man. Like there's more than one. But yeah, this is a step forward. Personally, I don't really think... Well, I know we're gonna have to eventually move off the gas car idea. You know, the whole gas car, because, you know, finite resources and all. Let me Google this. How much of Earth's, what is it, gasoline? As I know, it's not what, like, the real thing is called, like the original mineral is called, but I don't remember what it is right now. Have we used shite? Okay, so according to the MAHB, whoever they are, the world's oil reserves will run out by 2052, natural gas by 2060, and coal by 2090. What's running on coal anymore? I don't know. Trains? But, yeah, you know, finite resources. According to these statistics, we'll see the end of gas cars. My generation, you know, being 22 right now. Oh my god, I don't know why every time I'm about to record, I get like hiccups, the burp. Something's going on with me, man, every time. See, here we go. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Like I said, our generation should see the end of gas cars, but that doesn't necessarily make EVs like the future. I see hybrids taking over first before all electric vehicles, simply because the world isn't, like, we don't have the infrastructure for it yet. You know, the world revolves around, you know, gas only taking, you know, 5 minutes to fill up, you know, for a full tank, a full EV charge, Tesla, Porsche, whatever. It takes a full charge. It takes a minute. It takes a while, you know, like, for example, my car, what does it hold? 12 gallons, 12, 13, 14 gallons. And I usually refill when I'm down to like my last 2 or 3 gallons. Fill up takes, you know, it's like $55 right now, but it takes no more than 5 minutes. and I'm all, and then my, you know, my range goes all the way up, like, plus 400 miles in a 5-minute refill. To go 400 miles, or to get a 400-mile charge out of a Tesla, that's what, an hour, 45 minutes to an hour? The world isn't, we don't have, you know, the world doesn't have that kind of free time to just, you know, boop. You know, people have to go to work, people refill on their breaks, like, or on their lunch breaks, people fill up, you know, when they leave work to go pick up their kids. And, like, it's not even like, it's, we're not built for it yet. Like, our world is rapid, and it's not slowing down. You know, it makes sense in terms of people, amount of people going to college and will be, who might, oh my God, might be able to afford the car, but between having to either install solar panels and pay a monthly premium for those, and or, you know, going to a Wawa and sitting there for a half an hour, I don't see how that fits into the average American's life. And like I said, the whole solar panel thing, it only works if you have a house. And how many Americans with college degrees, with bachelor's degrees, don't have houses? They might be able to afford a $40,000 car, but they don't have a house yet. So, is sitting in Wawa, the or wherever they can find their nearest charging station, what, you know, we have in store? I know this video went really off topic from going, talking about a tax, you know, lean on purchasing of EVs and possibly low grade engine hybrids. But I think we're gonna find a alternative fuel source before we rely entirely on electricity. Simply because we just don't have the infrastructure for it. I mean, maybe if Tesla keeps growing, they'll be able to, you know, your car will, can, you know, go here and charge for by itself and then come back to you or whatever, maybe. But that's not in our lifetime. I don't see that happening. I don't. Because people are getting tickets nowadays just for having their Tesla drive to the front door of wherever they work. I actually saw this. A guy, you know, pressed the button like, Tesla, come to me, or whatever it says. And it did. It turned on. It left its parking space and it drove, you know, slowly and safely, parking lot speeds to where he was standing right in front of his door. But the cop ended up giving them a ticket for it because it was like, yo, like, this is extremely unsafe. You know, it's not guaranteed. You know, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but, you know, I work IT, and, you know, a printer has a, just for example, a printer has a simple function. You know how many times a printer will trip over its own protocols over something little? Just because two people sent in requests at, you know, too close or too similar, like, or too close together, and you expect a car with, you know, a, you know, how many ever cameras they want to put in it to not eventually accidentally hit somebody, or, you know, to not pick up the curb and drive into the wall or whatever. It's gonna happen. Technology is efficient but not perfect. I just don't think we're ready. There's no way you haven't heard of this yet. And it makes me sick. I'll get into it.